of this game as much as I do. And I know that it has been a very long process.
NYU sports business professor Robert Boland says it doesn't appear that football was hurt by the labor turmoil.
Without really losing any games, without really losing a great deal of momentum, the NFL may have protected its place as the preeminent sports business entity in the United States.
Training camps now reopening so the players can get into shape. The House and Senate are going their separate ways and trying to raise the nation's debt ceiling. CBS's Bob Fuss on the Republican strategy.
This latest House Republican plan calls for an immediate $1.2 trillion in spending cuts, none from defense, requires strict caps for future spending, and sets up a committee to produce bigger cuts in entitlements and elsewhere. It has no tax hikes and requires a vote in the fall on the balanced budget amendment. But it only puts off default for a few months, setting up another vote later after all those other cuts are made. And President Obama has already rejected that.
Democratic leader Harry Reid is working on a different plan in the Senate. Congress's failure to pass a stopgap funding bill for the FAA means airport construction projects have ground to a halt.
I'm Barry Bagnato in San Francisco. California is at the top of the list of states impacted by the shutdown. Construction projects big and small from Los Angeles to Sacramento to Monterey are being halted, potentially raising their long-term costs. Across the bay from here, Oakland was standing by to receive nearly $3 million in construction grants. Nationwide, the FAA is now unable to fund about $2.5 billion worth of projects.
The impasse also means the FAA can't collect millions in airport ticket taxes. Regrouping after tragic attacks that killed 76 people, thousands of Norwegians marched through Oslo today. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
We've reached the cathedral and now everyone raising the flowers. Many roses, flowers of all different sorts, all different colors. The people of Norway showing solidarity tonight, sending a message that they will overcome.
Meantime, a court has ordered confessed shooter Anders Breivik held pending investigation. He claims he was working with two other terror cells. The Taliban may have gotten its hands on some U.S. money. The Washington Post says funds intended for private Afghan trucking contractors is being funneled to the Taliban. CBS News Afghanistan consultant Jer Van Dyke says that's a byproduct of the planned U.S. departure.
Everybody knows that the United States is going to pull out. Everyone in Afghanistan is trying to make as much money as they can off the Americans.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 70 points. This is CBS News.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny and a high near 95. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and low around 78. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont. The original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone this Monday afternoon. I'm Jerome.
I'm Robbie V.
Danger Zone, the segment sponsored by and brought to you by Madison's on Dallin, which today we will be giving away an office lunch to go eat lunch at Madison's. And tomorrow or Thursday. I know we're booked up on Friday. We've got lunch already locked in on Friday.
I thought we were booked up on Wednesday.
That's right, Wednesday. I'm sorry, Wednesday.
Okay.
And we've got a great week coming ahead of us.
We do.
Well, we do. We've got Jody Nolan to be in tomorrow. We'll talk a lot of stuff, and then we'll talk about working out. We'll talk about your fitness plan
Gym in Beaumont. I'm going to be at Bronze Body.
Well, you're going to – that's right. That's right.
I'm not even going to be in the studio. I wanted to talk to him and, you know – also, I wanted to get him to go a couple rounds in the ring with you.
We're not going to do that yet. We're not going to – I know he's all into the MMA and all the fighting and all that, but – I'm gonna have to stretch out a little bit first, crack a few knuckles and get my Bruce Lee on.
Okay. Well.
Anyhow, man, we've got a great show lined up for everybody today. A lot of crazy stuff going on. I get a day where this is the only day I think I'm gonna be able to politically go off a little bit. So
how about we talk? You know,
but before I that, do, no wait. Before I do, I have some crazy stories I want to talk about. But go ahead.
I was about to say, how about we throw the politics aside and talk about the biggest issue of the day, which everyone is excited about?
What's that?
Football.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about football. I'm good with that. Let's start with sports. I'm game on. Brett Favre.
We've got an NFL season. That's all that matters right now.
And Brett Favre might be coming back.
As backup to Michael Vick.
Brett Favre's coming back.
First hit of the game, Brett Favre's breaking a hip.
Uh-huh. Of course.
I'll put money on there. Anybody that doesn't think that will happen, call.
What do you think the deal is? Do you think he can't be broke already? You know that's not it. Because he's made so much money. I mean, there's no way he's broke. So, I mean, why is he coming back? Why would he come back? Why would he even consider it?
He's taken so many hits at this point that I think he's actually brain dead or senile or something to where he believes he can play.
Look, he needs to here's the deal. He needs to commentate. He'd be a great commentator. A lot of people would love him. You know, he could get on, do his thing. He's done all these commercials. So he's good with that kind of thing. He's good on being behind cameras. So stick him on, let him commentate. That's perfect for Brett Favre. He could be one of the next, you know, sports kid, and he'd make plenty of money. He'd have a great career, enjoy the rest of his life, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Make some investments. I'm sure life would be good. I don't think he'd struggle at all. But to come back and see that he actually wanted to come back and see that he actually wants to play again, you're right. He's in jeopardizing himself and breaking a hip.
You've broken a hip before.
Not yet. I might break yours before the day's over. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Hey, look, listen, phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. And once again, today for the office lunch giveaway, here's how we're going to do this. All you got to do is Facebook us in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. You can Facebook us and simply say, hey, I'd like to have lunch with the Danger Zone. Or you can call in and say that you would like – you could phone in and say that you would like to have lunch with us. Or – you can also fax us. And the fax number to reach us is, I want to make sure I give this, 267-873-5772. Just fax us a letterhead from your office saying that you would like to have lunch with Jerome and Robbie V. And we'll take you and up to eight of your friends, or not your friends, but technically your office workers, your coworkers, we'll take you to lunch and we'll pick up the tab. So that's how we'll do it.
We're very generous.
Yes, we
here.
Are. And the food's great. We look forward to the lunches now.
I look forward to my healthy eating over there.
Yeah. You know what, though? You know, the other night, you actually got, when we were doing the live at Madison's, you got the salad. And ironically, I had already eaten. And here you were getting your healthy salad. And when you brought it out and I looked at it, and I could smell the aroma hit me, and with the Italian dressing, everything you had on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, your chicken, your grilled chicken, all that stuff. Man, I was like, you know what? That actually sounds really good right now. But I was already full, so I was angry. So I'm not going to eat that tomorrow, though. I'm not going to eat the salad tomorrow.
No.
Although it sounds good. But I'm just saying. Anyhow, listen, we've got to cut to this first break. We've already got callers on the line. Hang in there, caller. We'll get back to you here in just a second. We've got to cut to this break. When we come back, we'll give away some office lunches, and we'll talk about some more sports as well as some crazy stuff. So, very interesting things going on. Stick around. You're still in the Danger Zone.
Cardinal Natchez River Adventures invites you to join them for a cruise on the Natchez River. The Natchez has been called the last wild river in Texas, and their comfortable 45-foot touring boat, the Cardinal, allows them to share this beautiful river with you in a unique and extraordinary way. Relax and enjoy nature at its best, hearing fun and fascinating stories, and seeing the wildlife of Southeast Texas in its natural habitat. Tours are open to the public on Saturdays at 10 a.m., leaving from Collier's Ferry just south of the Beaumont Country Club at the north end of Pine Street. Cardinal Natchez River Adventures is more than just a boat ride. It's an adventure for all ages. Call 409-880-8907 for reservations or more information. That's 409-880-8907. The Cardinal is also available for private cruises, meetings, and parties throughout the week. That's 409-880-8907. Find them on the web at natchezriveradventures.org or Discovering the Outdoors on Facebook. And don't forget to join them on the radio for the new program, Discovering the Outdoors, Mondays at 6 p.m. on on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
In a perfect world, you'd have the perfect smile. But you know, it's not a perfect world, and sometimes our smile needs a little help. The Nederland Smile Docs can help you. They're located at 1512 South 21st Street, right next to Ritter's in Mid-County. And Dr. Sam Showalter and Dr. David Sonnier can help make your smile perfect. Dr. Sonnier is also a registered nurse, and you know, they've been practicing dentistry for years. Dr. Showalter and Dr. Sonnier provide expert family dental care, cosmetic dentistry, and those famous Invisalign braces you've been hearing so much about. If you want to know more, call Nederland Smile Docs, 409-721-5212, and make an appointment. That number again, 409-721-5212. Nederland Smile Docs at 1512 South 21st Street, right next to Ritter in Mid-County. For that perfect smile, the perfect answer is Nederland Smile Docs. Visit their website, drsamdds.com.
The Lindsay, Lindsay & Parsons Law Firm in Beaumont offers you more than 30 years of local experience. Injury claims, family law, bankruptcy, eye claims, and more, Lindsay, Lindsay & Parsons has built their reputation and success on providing the highest standards of service to their clients. Tune in here every Friday on AM 1300 KSET from 11 a.m. to noon when the Lindsay, Lindsay & Parsons Law Firm answers your legal questions during their live call-in show, Ask a Lawyer. When Southeast Texans have legal questions, Lindsay, Lindsay, and Parsons has the answers.
Whatever happened to predictability? I love every producer in this building.
I
right
do not
now.
Like any of the producers in this building right now. All right, tell me, Joel, who sent? Just type it in. Amanda? All right. That's not funny, Amanda. That was not. Did she leave already? Oh, it's smart on her part for running out the door and telling you to play that.
All right. That was best. Good
you're
job.
Back, you're back in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. I'll tell you what. Let's get to this phone call real quick, and we'll come right back to everybody else. Hold on 1 second here. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
Who do you think?
Who is this? Who is this?
Who do you think?
It's Flames.
Called in.
It's Flames.
Who is it?
Flames.
Oh. What's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
Man, I've been watching ESPN all day, watching the Sports Center stuff. But I have to say the resemblance is uncanny to Nikki Stamos.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I know they posted
it was
some stuff.
Very funny and very appropriate.
All right. I know. All right. Let's get to show topics. I know they posted. I know they posted some stuff there. So that's nice and all. But all right. So what else is up, buddy?
I want to talk some football.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
What do you think?
NFL or Lamar Cardinals?
No, I don't want to talk Lamar.
Why not? I'm ready for Lamar. Lamar kicks
win
in.
Win for another August half win, half lose season.
You know what?
Optimistic.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a good. I think they're going to have a winning season this year, man. We just talked to Ray Woodard Friday. On the show.
Yeah, didn't we get a new quarterback, too, for Lamar?
Yep. Oh, listen, check this out. Only one senior left the team from last year. There was only one senior. Everybody else is coming back.
Yeah, but
that's
I'm
awesome.
More interested in the NFL, seeing as how the lockout is now lifted.
That's right. Now, my question is, are we going to have preseason?
Yes, we are.
When is it starting?
The Texans report to camp on Sunday.
Okay.
I think. They're one of the last teams that report. They canceled the Hall of Fame game. Which was, I think, the Rams and I want to say the Browns. Or
right,
that's like
nobody
that.
Wanted to see them play anyway. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, it was going to be a crap game.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see them play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I wanted to talk about and see what y'all thought about the Texans possibly signing Nnamdi Asamoah. I don't know how much you follow professional sports, Jerome.
And, Jerome can't read.
And Robert knows how I feel about everything, because we actually had a long discussion the other night about Goodell and whether he's going to punish these players that were violating the CBA when there was no CBA.
Oh, that was a good conversation. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, I personally, if it comes down to – let me start with a handful of answers real quick so I can get through all this real fast. Yes, I get accused a lot of looking like John Stamos. So let's go back to that one. B, I do expect Lamar to have a winning season. I am excited about it. C.
Wow. Definitely deflecting everything.
No, I'm not getting back
to
it. No, I'm getting back to it. All right, hold on. Let me see. And the D, I got, or C. I'm on C, right? Don't make me skip my. Don't make me skip C. C. I absolutely, hands down, am happy, and I think that this whole lockout did us a favor. So now we don't have to watch the Rams and the Browns. All right, that's a good. That's
and
a positive thing that came out of lockout.
Agreement in place. So we won't have another lockout for at least 10 more years.
D. I have.
And there's no backout clause.
D. I have no idea. I have no idea on the Texans, so I can't answer that question for you, and I'll let you deal with Robbie. I've been caught up a lot. Basically, to be honest with you, James, I have been so tied up with all of my research on what's going on in Washington and politics that I haven't had what little I've been able to see has been very little when it comes to what's going on in sports right now.
Don't let him lie to you. He just can't even read it.
Yeah.
He looks at the pictures for the Obama and
the,
all
the
that stuff.
Books.
So come on. So let's get some comments on. I appreciate you calling, James. I'm going to talk to Robbie about this. I'm going to let you go. We've got some more callers coming in. So
yeah, talk about the CBA violations, Robert.
There you go. We'll get to it. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Got it.
So what's up with the Texans? So what is this about?
Honestly, the Texans, I really haven't been following. I'm not. I'll admit that part. But what I will say
after
is the CBA.
That you've given me all, okay,
but
go ahead.
No, the CBA violations. You have multiple players who have gotten in legal trouble over the non-existent off-season, I guess, or the extended off-season, however you want to phrase it. And there's no collective bargaining agreement under. You know, previous stuff you would see, you know, players, the infamous players like Pac-Man, who got arrested once again for doing God knows what he was doing. But how do you punish these players? How do you punish Hines Ward for a DWI? When there was a collective bargaining agreement, there would be a punishment that would come down for it. But since they're not under contract, they were not under contract when any
then
of this happened.
Then they
happens,
can't be punished.
How are you going to go about doing that? But
then, you can't.
You can't. But then you look at a player such as Pac-Man, who was literally on, it was, you mess up one more time,
yeah.
And you are.
Like a three strikes and you're out
you're
kind
out.
Of deal.
You're not
okay,
coming
so
back.
Okay, so wait a minute. But
so
you can't. You can't.
You, so across the board, you'd say.
You can't. By law, you can't.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything. So right now, it means that all they did throughout this is just give them freedom to. That was their moment of freedom at the moment. So that was it. That
well,
was the point
know,
of freedom.
There was
so
an
you, there's nothing you can do to
there
them.
There was an article I read about during this offseason how many players got in legal trouble. Because, I mean, what else are they doing? They're just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, well, spending money.
Spending money.
Having fun.
And getting
kicking back.
Yeah, and getting in trouble, doing different things.
Well, but still, once again, if you're not under contract, there's nothing you can do to them. I would think that would be that. I think that would be probably correct.
But then you look at the commissioner that you have right now, who is notorious for handing down some pretty stiff punishments.
I understand, but you have to understand the reason why you hand those punishments down is because at that point in time you're representing the league. But if you're not under contract and everything's the way it was, then technically you're not under the league's sanctions. So there's no reason why he should. There's no reason he should. Rank down any kind of punishment. They should just get whatever kind of punishment they would get as a regular civilian, period.
Well, Goodell's probably going to hand down punishments.
He will also be countersued to these punishments.
Well, I mean, a lot of players do not like Roger Goodell.
That's all right. You watch.
James Harrison,
I guarantee you
did you read the comments James Harrison said?
No.
James Harrison basically said, and I'm summing it up as clean as I can, that if he saw Goodell on fire, he would not urinate on him to put him out.
Wow.
That is as clean as it gets.
At that, we're going to cut to this break, folks. Wow. Well, guess what? The good news? The NFL is back. And you're also...
Steelers football!
That's right. And you're also in the danger zone.
A Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-588-2012. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-588-2012. That's 800-588-2012. Again, 800-588-2012.
At YMCA of Port Arthur, it's the summer to discover. Tots to grandparents, we have a program for you. Discover Fun, registering now for summer day camp and swim lessons. New this summer, yoga kiddos for ages 5 to 12. Discover Sports, summer hoops, sports and cheer camps, sports performance training camp, kids fit every Tuesday and Thursday evening. For the over 18 crowd, women's basketball league, racquetball tournaments, and more. Discover Fitness. The Y has everything from group cycling to Zumba. Personal trainers can design a plan just for you. Financial assistance available to make Y programs open to all members of our community. YMCA of Port Arthur, 6769th Avenue, 962-6644. PortArthurYMCA.org and find us on Facebook. The Y, we are for youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Bronze Body. Speaking of which, you will be there tomorrow on the once your third Lipotron.
Yes,
I'm curious to see where your numbers lie. Have you been you've still been working out, keeping steady?
Still, I've been working out. Actually, Friday night after I DJ'd, I went to Westbrook and ran a couple laps around the track.
Nice.
And everything else
what?
That night.
I wish I could add a video of
2:30
that. 2:30 a fly on those in those stands.
2:30. Doing it, running everything else.
That's awesome. That would have been too funny to watch.
It was actually very good.
Good.
Spent about an hour out there.
Well, we'll find out.
No lights.
We'll find out how well it works tomorrow because you're going to get in there. They're going to measure you up, and we're going to pull off the Lipotron on you again. This time, though, I'm going to talk to Tiffany. I'm going to tell her she's got to crank that thing up on you. We're going to see what we can do. I wanted to get that thing as intensified as possible.
You know, if it could be used on my face, I'm sure you would try
hey,
to get it done.
I would actually. But look, we're trying. Well, nothing can swell that big head down. Hey, look. So what we have to do is this. We have to find a way, too, to get you set up with the whole. I think next, let's just do the chest and let's do the body waxing next. So I'm going to set that up as well. Matter of fact, I'm going to go speak to somebody tomorrow on that and see if I can't like. And if anybody listening has anybody that would love to work something out, we can work something out with them. We can do some body waxing on Robbie V. Feel free to give us a call.
I thought we were doing the body waxing and then everything else.
Well, not yet. No, we'll get to the proctologist later, and we'll get to the acupuncturist and all that too later as well. I've got plans for you. It's all good. You're the man, Robbie. Team Robbie. People are getting shirts now that say Team Robbie on them. It's excellent. You're doing really well.
Could someone please show me one of these shirts before I commit to anything else? I want to see the design. I want one in person.
We're still trying to give away an office lunch right now. We've got a fax or two in. We're waiting on if anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 898-4400. You can also Facebook us on the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. And what we're doing here, all you got to do is simply say on any of these things whenever you call in, whether you fax in or whether you Facebook in, you just simply say, "I'd love to have lunch with Jerome and Robbie V."
We put you throw a trivia question out.
We're going to do that here in a little while, and we're going to do that after the bottom of the hour, though. Hollywood theaters first.
We're gonna do Hollywood theaters first.
We got to give some Hollywood theater tickets away. And anyhow, we've got a big week ahead of us also at Madison, so they've got a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about that later in the show. We'll let you know what's going on all week there, as well as we will be live Friday
from Dylan's.
From Dylan's on 9th. And Butt Rocks is Friday night.
Last night.
We're gonna have a good time too. So, All right. Now, folks, a couple of things I want to get to. I have a couple of minutes for this one, so let me do this. This is something interesting I found that is absolutely – this is some incredibly crazy news. All right. There's a lady who was suspended from her office. She was an office assistant. And the – in Virginia. And she had been collecting – 20, I think it's 20. I want to make sure I get the number correct. I'm pretty sure it's 24, but I need to make sure if it's 24 or 20. No, it's $26,000 a year. She was getting paid $26,000 a year when she was working there. Granted, that's not a lot of money. But she had got terminated and they had, you know, let her go. But the office had forgot to take her off of the payroll list. So for 12 years, she continued to receive a check every year for $26,000. Every month, she got paid for an amount of $26,000 a year for 12 years. $300,000 she got and never had to go to work a single day and never had to do a single thing.
I know you wish that
when
was
they,
you.
Wait, no, this is where it gets good. When they found out here just recently, they found this. Somebody found the error and realized that she was still getting paid after all these years. $300,000 they had paid her. They didn't ask for the money back because it was their mistake. So they didn't ask for the money back, but they did stop giving her the money. Now she is suing them for wrongful termination, and they won't give her unemployment benefits right now. They won't give her any unemployment. They're saying, we're not going to give you unemployment benefits. We fired you 12 years ago. And she's suing them because she wants unemployment benefits. She's also she's suing them also for discrimination and a handful of other things as well. And somehow she's actually found an attorney that will – well, of course she's found an attorney that will take her because obviously she's got a little money she can at least give to him. She's not going to get anything out of this. I just thought I would read this because I found it to be very interesting news. So after 12 years of not having to work for $26,000 a year, she got that for free for 12 years. She's now angry and because they cut her off, and now she wants her unemployment.
My question is, was she even working while receiving this $20,000? So she just literally sat around. Because if someone was giving me $26,000 a year, I would probably have just $26,000 for doing nothing.
She was let go because she was revealing She worked for Norfolk Community Services Board. She was suspended for revealing confidential medical information. She was revealing that to people she wasn't supposed to reveal it to, so she got let go, right? And then they kept paying her, though, for 12 years. So, no, she's angry. And it's not even that. It gets even funnier, really. The fact that I know this is such a crazy subject. But the best part is that she said that it also has caused now all this because they've cut her off, that now her family is suffering greatly because of this, that they're not giving her any claims to checks or anything else, and that she's very angry. She's very angry. So she's suing them for all sorts of things because they stopped giving her her free checks.
Wow.
Anyhow, I had to bring that one up. I just found that very interesting. I was reading about it today, and the more I read through the article, I kept thinking, wow, that's insane. You know what? I've decided I'm going to let you post some of these crazy articles on our website, too, so people can take a look at them because some of these are just well worth looking at. Right now, we're at the bottom of the hour. I tell you what, let's go ahead and cut to this break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have some – I'd like to at least have a caller. I'd love for a caller to call in and win this and at least be in the pot to win this office lunch giveaway. That'd be awesome. I know we've got some faxes in, but I'd love to hear some voices as well. It's always good to have people call.
We've got about seven faxes.
And if anybody
right
would like to also call in and comment on what's going on right now with the Republicans and Democrats, I would love to hear your opinion on this because I'm about to talk about that after the break as well and what's going on, the most recent stuff that's happened today. So stay around, man, because this is going to be one hell of a show. Stick around.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter. The four-month-old football lockout is over. NFL players and owners came to terms on a $9 billion deal today. On the NFL Network, League Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We're grateful for all the work that both parties did to make sure that we came to this day today.
Union Executive Director Demora Smith says both sides gave a little.
We worked hard to get a fair deal done. We didn't get everything that either side wanted. There's a lot of things that I'm sure players wanted and owners wanted that we didn't get, but we did arrive at a deal that we think was fair and balanced.
Some fans criticize the labor dispute as fighting between millionaires and billionaires, but there seems to be relief among fans in Washington, D.C. today.
I'm happy they're going to start on time.
If they hadn't started on time, they would have lost out some of my allegiance to college football.
I'm just ready for the season to start.
Teams are expected to welcome players back for training this week, and the free agency period will begin. CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
If you're finally ready to take 10 to 20 minutes and sit down and pre-plan the final aspect of your life, you know, you're passing on, well, then it's time for you to make the one call that you, your spouse, and your family will appreciate more than you'll ever know. Your friends at Greenlawn Memorial Park would like to show you just how easy and affordable pre-planning can be. And after you choose a pre-need plan with Greenlawn Memorial, there's something special. You'll also receive their child and grandchild protection plan. In the event that your child or grandchild that is still living at home passes before you do, they'll receive the exact same pre-need plan that you chose, absolutely free. And should you decide to move out of the Golden Triangle, Greenlawn Memorial can transfer your pre-need plan. You know, every month and every year we plan for things like auto insurance, medical insurance, and even homeowners insurance. So why not make the call right now to take all the indecision out of the one thing that you are definitely going to use one day. Greenlawn Memorial Park. Their number, 962-8448. 962-8448.
Dude, if you're like looking for the Billy Blues surf report at 7:15 in the morning, it's like an hour later now. It's at 8:15. Dang it, I knew you could.
The Billy Blues Surf Report is brought to you twice daily at 8:15 and 12:15 by WeSellGalveston.com. AM 1300, KSET.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny and a high near 95. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and a low around 78. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont. The original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont.
Yes.
Which tomorrow we'll have Jody Nolan on, and I'm real excited to talk to him about it. We're going to talk to him about some of the exercise programs and stuff they've got going on there as well. I hear they're doing really well. A lot of people are into this, man. It's a very popular thing. A lot of people are getting in there and getting in shape and getting healthy. And you're one of those people.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Good for you. And I should probably start joining you here soon.
I wouldn't let you join me.
I know that. I know that. All right. Here we go. So I know this is Robbie's favorite part of the day because Robbie loves politics. Absolutely. Loves politics. Don't you, Robbie? I only did that because I did that because every time I say that, you always you just pull back a little bit. But
I love politics. I hate you talking about it.
I understand. Well, I'm sorry. That happens. Anyhow, that's awesome. Look, check it out.
No, so, you do a very good job on it.
Thank you.
To give you...
Grief?
Yes. That's the word I was looking for.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So, here we go. I want to make sure I get all my information correct when I pull this up here. There is so many things that are going on. It's crazy. So, finally, what's happened is this. As of today... Reid steps in with the Democratic Party, and he steps in and he brings out their first proposal. The Senate finally tried to throw out a slight proposal, and basically what the Democrats have done here is this. They are trying to – I'm going to give you the gist of it without going into every bit of detail because there's a lot of detail in this. But what he's done is this. His proposal is for a deficit reduction deal that he's trying to work on and, of course, a hike through the end of 2012, actually the beginning of 2013, and no revenues. The reason why that they have set this mark, the 2013, is because they do not want this to play any effect on what's going to happen in the elections. So they're trying to make sure that they ensure the most that they can that President Obama can possibly get reelected for another term, another 4 years. And for those of you who don't know this, let me explain something. He's raised almost $100 million right now for his campaign, for the record. Obama's already put together $100 million. I know that's a lot of money to me and probably not a lot to Robbie V, but I'm just waiting. No response whatsoever. 100 mil. 100 mil, and it's only taken him about 6 months to do it.
I've just been thinking about $100 million how in my possession
raise,
right
how
now.
How do I raise $100 million in six? How can you and I raise that kind of money in 6 months?
Obviously, having me do all these crazy things
so
isn't working
he's
right
ready,
now.
He's getting ready to be reelected, folks. He's excited because I think he thinks he's got this in the bag. I think the Democrats think they've got this in the bag right now. I think they believe that right now, they totally believe that President Obama is going to be reelected. Is this going to happen? I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I could say no, but I, to be honest with you, I'm quite thrown off myself. I'm not quite sure if he's not going to be reelected. I mean, it's a scary process. I've been talking about the numbers to everybody for the past, well, of course, for the past couple of weeks. Every time I get a chance to rant about this, the first thing I go ahead, sir. I've got
Jack. Yeah. Coming out at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, we've got to say it again. Oh, we've got Congressman Ted Poe coming in at 4 o'clock today. Jack Piper is right here, so he's gonna update us on what's going on. Oh wow!
We need to get Ted Poe on our show.
Can I ask you a question? I won't say anything, but can I sit in one of the chairs and listen? I've got Jack Piper with us right now, folks. He stepped in here, and he just wanted to remind me we've got Congressman Ted Poe coming in.
We must have the tallest person in the world sitting in this chair.
Right? So, Jack, when he comes in, can I sit down and win
well,
the
Well, he'll be on the phone.
Oh, he's going to be on the phone?
Yeah, because he's in Washington.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah,
they're trying to hammer out a deal.
To fly back in.
We had him in here personally about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We stopped in the studio. It's tough to get him because he's a busy guy. But he's on top of things, and we'll find out, you know, the Gang of Six or it's all confusing at this point now. No one really knows what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I know what everybody's bringing to the table, Jack. I've sat here, and I was literally up, without exaggeration, I was up till 5:30 this morning just continuously going over all the updates on all the news that's going on. And then I got up early this morning as well after that, got a few hours sleep, and then I got back up, and the first thing I did was – start looking back at information, all the updated information, and it's sadly it looks like it's a deadlock because what's happening is it just looks like the Senate's going, forget about it, doesn't matter what
you
say.
You've got a Democratic controlled Senate and a Republican controlled House.
That's right,
and that generally means stalemate. Yeah. Geithner says he feels that if it is not resolved, that checks will not go out.
Yes, certain amount of checks. That's correct.
Scare tactic. That would be. It could be military checks. Could be Social Security checks.
Yep.
80 million checks this country mails out every month.
That's correct. And we've got $23 billion going out for Social Security on the 3rd. And the deadline is where it's at.
You're not on Social Security yet.
No, I'm not. No.
Thought I'd throw that in.
He's got 3 weeks.
He's got 3 weeks.
Thank you,
he's not going to even get his first check.
I just wish that somebody would say, what are you going to bring to the table? And they would respond by saying, I'm going to bring a table to the table. And that'll throw everybody off.
That's exactly right. That's fantastic.
It is good thinking, isn't
but
it?
But at least they're trying. It seems like they keep – in both – parties keep yelling that, we're trying to bring a bipartisan plan to the table.
The problem here is that promises have been made by certain people.
That's right.
And they don't feel like they can go back on those promises.
Right.
But it's like saying, I promised you that the ship would not sink. Wait a minute, it's sinking. So we got to do something. And we need to reach a compromise up there in a hurry.
I agree. My opinion, Jack, and I'll let you go. I know you've got a show coming on later. But my opinion is this, is the fact that what's going on right now, I'm okay with raising the debt ceiling. Raise the debt ceiling because we need to get these checks out to the people who have them coming. We need to take care of the business at hand. There's no question about it. But at the same time, I'm against tax hikes. I'll tell you that right now. I'm totally against anybody raising taxes in this process because I believe we're still in a recession. More people are getting laid off consistently. There's nothing that shows me we're coming out of it. In matter of fact, if anything, it shows me I feel like that we're getting deeper into it.
And you make a good point, but I really think we need to revamp the entire tax system in this country.
I agree.
60% of people or more don't pay any taxes at all.
Yeah.
You can't run a government like that
I agree.
Continue to spend money. We need a message from Washington You know, I had my Social Security frozen. They said you will not be getting a cost of living increase this time. Yeah. You know who still got the cost of living increase? Congress. What's the message? That they're special up there? That they're not going to bite the bullet with
right.
the rest of us?
Right.
It's screwed up.
Yeah.
And we are still giving foreign aid to I don't know how many nations around the world. I could talk forever. How can you give away money when you're broke?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what they're doing. So we've got to stop the government spending. That's a big part of it right there. So, well, thank you for the amen. Jack, I'm anxious to hear the show at 4, man. Thanks for stopping in with us real quick. Let me get to line one, and then we're going to cut to a break real quick here. All right, you're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
What do you say, Tyrone?
Hey, what's going on? This must be Gary. How are you, sir?
That's great. I told you guys, and you just tell him just like that. There ain't been with two people in the world call him that.
That's exactly right.
Hey, the other part would be definitely proud of you. I think I've been listening to you now for a couple of months, and I think you've found your niche.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling in.
He's found something.
Through marriage. This is basically my uncle through marriage. My father-in-law, who passed away, God rest his soul, a couple of years back, is who's the other guy who would always joke with me, call me Tyrone. So that's who he's talking about when he says that. So.
Yep, that's it. So, and I'm proud of you. I know more would have been too.
I appreciate it, man. That means a lot to me, Gary. I appreciate you calling in, man. So do you have a take on this on everything going on in Washington?
Well, all they got to do is just use common sense and charge everybody 15% across the board. No more federal gas taxes, no more any other taxes. But everybody pays for it, even on the little $2,000 or $20,000 a month they get from welfare. Let them pay the 15% tax on that also, and yeah. Then we'll eliminate all our debt.
I like the way you think as well, the old flat tax situation. I understand that one completely.
And the ones that are over illegally? They have no tax because they have no income. So therefore, get rid of the checks for that and give them to our military.
I agree with you there as well. That's another thing. We've got to stop hosting and harboring illegal aliens, man. We got to quit paying them a lot of money. We could save a lot of money in that retrospective too. So,
hey, I'm glad to listen to you, Jerome. Tell everybody, hey, and I'll be talking to you.
That sounds good, man. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, buddy.
All right, and we had a caller on line three. Did we lose him? All right, I guess whoever called in on line three, call us back, man. We'll get right back to you after this break. Love to hear from you. Stick around.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive, between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road, has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks, from diesels to Rolls Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing! Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Dr. Tom Campbell on Getting Well.
What I ask people to do is bring something to the table. They're not used to hearing that, particularly if they've come in for the medical world, which is almost always where they've come from.
What's the difference?
They're used to having the doctor tell them what's wrong, giving them prescriptions, and they go home and they expect a miracle to happen, and nothing happens. In fact, they're usually worse.
Then what happens?
So they come in to me and they say, I really want to get well. I have these problems. I say, what are you bringing to the table? I say, what do you mean? Why do I have to do anything? You're the doctor. Why don't you fix me? Those people never get well.
What can you expect?
If I say to somebody, how do you feel about changing your diet or starting a new exercise program? They say, listen, I'll do whatever it takes.
Those people always get well.
So, Dr. Tom, what's the bottom line?
The bottom line on getting well is that people have to be dedicated, they have to see the goal, they have to understand what the work is along the way, and realistic people understand that you don't get something for free.
If you're serious about getting well, call 347-1221 now. 347-1221 now. Call 347-1221 now.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Dillon's on 9th in Mid-County. We'll be there this Friday live from 6 to 9 after our Friday afternoon show at 3 o'clock. Then
yes.
We'll break away and you'll be with Mr. Jack Piper. He'll be back at Certino's. After he's at Certino's, they will cut to us and we'll be live at Dillon's on 9th. And we're excited. We're going to have a good time in Butt Rocks that night. We have a caller on the line real quick. Let's get to the caller and then we'll get on with some more of these topics. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Dan.
Hi, Dan. How are you today, sir?
Great. I just wanted to say I'm glad to see Ted Poe coming on. He is probably the best congressman I've ever seen or heard. I wish we had more like him. What I see the president doing right now is scaring the people that are on Social Security, really frightening them into thinking about voting for him. Social Security is not an entitlement program. These people have paid all their lives for that. It was Congress who squandered their money.
That's correct.
And then the second point that I wanted to make was if they would just ask for proof of citizenship from anyone that's getting welfare benefits, that cut would be tremendous. And, I mean, I've got to show my ID to buy beer, show my ID just at numerous locations.
Yep.
But you don't have to do it to vote. And that's what I think the Democrats are hung up on is they want the illegal vote. And yes, the illegals are voting.
Yes, they are. Of course they are. Of course they are. Because right now the Democrats are harboring them. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're keeping them at bay because A, they're helping them get those votes, and B, the illegals, they don't get as much punishment. You know, I mean, the Democrats are kind of going, it's turning the other eye, you know, it's turning the other way. And it's just going, we'll just ignore that. You know, it's okay. And it's not okay.
They've got websites on how to do it. They've got, they all claim unmarried. They all, their husband works for cash. I mean, they just milk the system.
Of course they
right
do.
Right and left
of course
all
they do.
Day long. And we need to stop it.
Absolutely, totally agree. And you know, and when it comes to unemployment benefits, a lot of times those are some of the most big. Those are the largest benefits that are taken advantage of, right there.
Well, if someone's truly unemployed, they've been paying in for that benefit.
I understand and that's what I was about to say. I understand those who are truly unemployed and really have it. I understand that it works, but our system is so messed up, Dan. The problem is there's those who have learned to take advantage of that system and they know how to work the system. If I have enough time on the show, I don't know if I do today. If not, come tomorrow. I'll speak on it some more. But I know from personal experience, just for myself, how crazy that the system is. And there was a point in time, and it went too long back, where I had to try myself to apply for some kind of assistance because I was in the worst of need. And I got rejected because of my income at the time. And my income, if I told you how much it was amazing. And they basically, what they said was, is if I make more than $3,000 a year, I'm not entitled to any kind of assistance. That's exactly what they personally told me. And I thought, okay, that's crazy. But then at the same time, I'd also spoke with someone later who personally was actually excited about it, saying, are you kidding me? And they said, man, I get around close to about $3,500 a month in several different benefits, you know, packaged together. And said, you know, I don't have to worry about too much because everything's taken care of. And I thought I didn't say anything to them personally. I didn't want to start any argument. But it's wild how our system's set up that people I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's just it's so screwed up, Dan, to be honest with you. And yes, when it comes down to it, the president, I call him what I've dubbed him a financial terrorist because he is trying to scare the older folks into whatever they need to feel to help him. This is all, I said this a week ago, this is all about getting ready for his election. What he's doing right now is he's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly. And so what happens is he here, and this is the way he does it, Dan. This is what blows my mind. He comes on last Friday. He came on and made an announcement last Friday at a university. Before he came on to make his or to make his speech, before that they hit all the stuff was, well, you know, the Republicans, they're not budging, and I'm not going to this and that. I'm not going to this and that, but they've got to get together. And he goes on about, you know, this is the way it's got to be. Then he comes on, he gives a speech. And during his speech, he gives, and I've said this from day one, I give Barack Obama credit for one thing. He speaks like a silver tongue, and I don't want to, I hate to throw the term evangelist in it, but it's like this, just, it's a con artist. It's, but he's so good at it that he's able to somehow, he's silky smooth, man, when he talks. And people somehow, they lay down and they follow him. And I'm going, what are you doing? It's like the Pied Piper. They don't know what they're following blindly without looking at what's really going on. And the numbers explain it all. And I've constantly said, with everybody being laid off right now, with the jobs going, with Cisco laying off, with Borders Books laying off, NASA dropping 8,000 pink slips on their people because that's done now, with even TEA, just here locally, with the Texas, you know, with the Texas Education Association, we just laid off 178 employees. People are getting laid off. The unemployment right now is 148,000 people per week, are trying to collect unemployment right now on a regular basis. And this is, it's insane. And the worst part, Dan, is he's hired in the past 2 years, these people were not working for us, he hired 180,000 new federal employees. Since he's been in office, 180,000 new federal employees himself. And all that money, a lot of this money has been shifted into these assistants who are assistants to the assistant who's an assistant. And it's the craziest thing. They're throwing money out the door left and right. And they want to blame, they want to point the finger at everybody else. They can't ever look in the mirror and they can't look at themselves straight in the face and go, you know what? I'll take responsibility. I've done this. Now I've got to find a way to get us out. But they can't do that. It's politics. I've got to cut to this break, Dan. I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to cut to this break. When we come back, we'll announce the office lunch giveaway. So we'll find out. We'll let one of our producers pick through all these names, and we'll come back, and we'll find out who's winning the office lunch giveaway. Stick around, folks.
Hey, baby, it's summertime, and I'm thinking about a barbecue. I want a brand new grill, one of those fine stainless steel jobs. Let's go shopping.
Well, you've ruined the surprise. I've already been to Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union, and we're getting a home equity loan to consolidate our debts. And for doing that, they're going to give us a really nice Weber stainless steel barbecue grill.
Baby, can we really afford that? I mean, you know, another loan?
Afford it? It's going to save us money each month. By paying off our other loans and credit cards, we'll be paying one note at a really low rate. Our monthly payment will be much lower and will make a huge improvement in our lives.
What did you have to do to become a member of Mobile Credit Union?
I know what you're thinking, but we don't have to be an employee of Mobile Oil. All you have to do is walk into any of their locations and say, I want to be a member. Anyone can be a member of Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union.
Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union, providing loans for life and loans for fun.
You know, the largest investment in your life is not your home, car, or your boat. It's your child. So why not make sure the most precious thing in your life is ready for everything life has to offer? And that's why Legacy Christian Academy is standing by right now, ready to partner with you in developing your child with a Christ-centered college prep education that will give your child everything they need to reach their God-given destiny in this ever-changing world. You can summarize Legacy Christian Academy with three very important words.
words: Christ, curriculum, and character. So if your student has been struggling and you've been searching for a school that will enrich you and your child, then make the one call that will change your child's life forever. Legacy Christian Academy, with grades 6 through 12 and a complete sports program. Call now to see if Legacy is right for you and your family. Give them a call, 924-0500. That's 924-0500. Legacy Christian Academy, where it's all about Christ, curriculum, and character.
Smart investors know that putting too many eggs in one basket is not always a good idea. And that's why the word diversification is a good rule of thumb when it comes to your money. That way, no matter what happens, you've got your hedge. A good way to guarantee that investment hedge is to look at precious metals, gold and silver. You know, folks who took the advice of Mike Fulgens years ago would be smiling today. Their investment would have tripled, and it's not over yet. The owner of Universal Coin and Bullion, a firm respected throughout America, is recommending a precious metals investment of anywhere from 10 to 20%. That includes gold coins. Mike Fulgens, who's been in the business for years, is located right here in Beaumont. Now, Mike has done work for the U.S. Treasury Department. He's helped ferret out those bogus operations that rip off unsuspecting folks. By the way, Mike Fulgens can be reached by calling toll-free 1-800-459-COIN. That's 1-800-459-COIN. Mike Fulgens, Universal Coin and Bullion, located right here in Beaumont.
Yeah, here comes the rain again. I can hear it outside. There's some good news for everybody in Beaumont, Texas right now. The rain, the thunder, bring it on. Bring on the rain. Here comes the rain again. Check it out. So let's announce our winner. We don't have much time left. Let's do this.
Okay.
We had several people. Looks like I've got it written down in front of me here. Who's this? It looks like I'm having trouble reading their writing. Hold on. Is that Holly? Holly Mabry. Holly Mabry and Mabry Insurance. Congratulations. You guys have won a lunch with Jerome and Robbie V at Madison's on Dallin. We'll make sure we get back in touch with you guys, and we'll get all the contact information and find out when you guys want to set this lunch up for. We can do it tomorrow if you guys are hungry and want some Madison's tomorrow. I'm game. Are you game, Robbie?
Yes.
Sounds good to me, too. So congratulations, you guys. We appreciate you guys faxing or Facebooking in. And also, one more, I guess we're getting tomorrow as well. Jody Nolan's coming on.
I'll be live from Bronze Body.
And you'll be live from Bronze Body. We've got a great show coming on at 2 o'clock tomorrow, everybody. So listening, 2 o'clock tomorrow, Bronze Body live with Robbie V and the Lipotron, Jody Nolan. Coming up right after this is Mr. Jack Piper. He's coming in with Congressman Poe. He's going to have a guest Congressman Poe on. That's going to be a great show. AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas. We'll see you tomorrow in the Danger Zone.
News. I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. The Jefferson County Commissioners began a week-long series of budget hearings today. The $115 million worth of requests from department heads and elected officials are above the current budget, at least by $8 million. The only word from the commissioners is that they will not raise the tax rate. They hope to adopt the 2011-2012 budget on September 26th. Commissioners Arnold and Brent Weaver have both reduced their budgets. Weaver told Fox 4 if he's going to ask others to cut back, he has to lead by example. The fiscal year starts on October 1st. The ex-boyfriend of a missing North Carolina mother is one of two suspects arrested after a woman's dismembered body was found in Fort Bend County. Raleigh police say 32-year-old Grant Ruffin Hayes and his wife, 39-year-old Amanda Perry Hayes, were taken into custody this morning at 1 a.m. and charged with murder in the death of Laura Jean Ackerson. Grant Hayes is the father of 27-year-old Ackerson's two children. Law enforcement converged on an area in Fort Bend County last night, and one witness described what he saw next.
No head, no arms, no legs, just the body.
Ackerson was reported missing after failing to pick up her children. A 29-year-old man has been charged in connection with the stabbing of a 41-year-old Port Arthur man after a dispute over a woman. Clint Kevin Owens is being held on a $30,000 bond at the Jefferson County Jail on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police say William Castile suffered from several stab wounds and was transported to a local hospital. Jury selection gets underway today in San Angelo for the sexual assault trial of Warren Jeffs, the leader of an offshoot of the Mormon Church. The charges stem from a 2008 police raid on a church compound. Authorities say many of the girls living there were forced into polygamous marriages, and all 400 children living in the compound were removed, but most of them have since been returned to their families. Flora Jessup, who escaped the compound when she was 17 and is now an advocate for child victims of polygamy, told the CBS Early Show that the mothers of these girls should also face charges.
Unless the mothers are prosecuted and they have consequences for handing their 11-year-olds over to these guys to be raped and abused, the cycle of abuse will never stop.
The NFL Players Association and the league have reached an agreement, finally, on a new labor deal. CBS News will have more coming up. Beaumont West End suffered its first loss in the Texas E-State Major League Tournament on Sunday, losing to Mason Ray 7-3. The loss drops Beaumont West End into an elimination game at 7 tonight against Pearland at Randy Womble Field. News this hour is sponsored by Cowboy Honda. From motorcycles to ATVs, you'll find it all under one roof at Cowboy Honda. I'm Janice Stone, KSET News. CBS News is next.
If you like your radio with more local news, more local information, and more live and local personalities, then keep it right here on the all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton. And now, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Pro football players are getting off the couch and back onto the practice field. They reached an agreement with owners on splitting $9 billion in revenue and a host of other issues to end the four-month-old lockout. CBSSports.com's Andy Benoit on what's next.
They want teams to have 2 weeks of training camp before their first preseason game, and there is time for that, so every team will be reporting for training camp 2 weeks before their preseason opener. August 12th is the first one on Friday night.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
I hope we gave a little lesson to the people in Washington because the debt crisis is a lot easier to fix than this deal was.
Lawmakers may not be paying attention to the NFL. The House and Senate are working on separate deficit reduction plans, and CBS's Bob Fuss says they may cancel each other out.
Two competing proposals are now working their way through Congress. Without compromise, neither can become law before the default deadline. Senate leader Harry Reid's proposing $2.7 trillion in spending cuts with no tax hikes, which he says is exactly what Republicans have been demanding.
So now all the Republicans have to do is say yes.
But Republicans like their new plan better, because it only avoids default for 6 months, providing another opportunity next year to try to get more spending cuts. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The suspect in the pair of attacks that killed 76 people in Norway had some things to say in court today, but CBS's Steve Futterman reports he didn't get the chance.
Court officials did not want Anders Breivik to use this court hearing as a public forum. Breivik had indicated that he hoped to be able to explain everything in court. That's apparently the main reason this hearing took place behind closed doors. Now, Breivik did attempt to read a portion of his manifesto during the court hearing, but the judge told him to stop.
Breivik's father, a former diplomat, says he wishes his son had taken his own life as well. Jans Breivik says he severed all contact with his son more than a decade ago. Brutal, that's how a lot of people describe the heat wave that's wilted much of the nation. But it's hard to top the misery of Austin, Texas, which has posted 40 straight days of 100-degree temperatures.
My 35th summer in Texas, and I think this has probably got to be up there in the worst one that I can remember.
Over the weekend, temperatures ranged from 101 in Philadelphia to 105 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The heat wave that began in the Midwest is blamed for the deaths of at least a dozen people. Michael Jackson's family has announced a tribute concert.